We all know that New Orleans is a city of unique neighborhoods. Carrollton's one of them. It's a friendly place of coffee shops and dry cleaners, restaurants, good neighbors, and chickens?
I have two hens, a Rhode Island Red and a New Hampshire Red, and they are sweet. They are fun to watch. I never thought that I could be attached to a chicken.
That's Claudia Garofalo, a native of Mississippi, whose family moved her to Connecticut as a young child. She came down to New Orleans in 1990, got her MBA from Tulane, worked in a number of not-for-profit organizations here, and, like so many, never left. She lives in the Carrollton area on a street of close-knit neighbors who, she says, while caring greatly for each other, are not into raising chickens, even if they do provide two or three fresh eggs every day.
I love the chickens. They're very easy to care for. I feed them twice a day. They love their scratch and their little chicken pellets, and they love weeds. Their favorite weed is oxalis, so I don't really mow much of my yard. Everything is pretty much a garden anyway, but I am the only one with livestock. I started out with bees. Actually, the bees came first, and I got into bees because many, many years ago, I was in a relationship with someone in California, and I had the opportunity to work with an acupuncturist that used bee venom therapy for pain relief. It's called apitherapy, and it dates back as far as Hippocrates. In all of his medical books, he talks about the use of bees.
Now, this is not as odd as it seems to those of us who have never heard of nor know anything about what is called apitherapy. But for Claudia, it has real resonance. Diagnosed at age 14 with spinal cord cancer, she has lived for all these years with the results of that early medical issue, partial paralysis of her left leg and intermittent chronic pain.
45 years ago, the process was very much different than it would be today. And so they took some good spinal cord with the bad and also gave me massive treatments of radiation therapy. So I deal with a lot of pain and a lot of paralysis. So again, the bee venom has these properties that nothing else on Earth has. They have incredible properties of being anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antibiotic. There have been some studies to say that they break down scar tissue.
Claudia is the first to say bee therapy, which by necessity requires stinging oneself in order to receive bee venom, can be a bit, well, more than a bit, uncomfortable. But she still does it occasionally. But practicing apitherapy or not, she has grown to have a real affection for honeybees.
I'm just more of a lover of bees now, and to sit and watch the bees come and go and forage is really quite spectacular. The beehive itself is just this own little microcosm of life. You know, there's the hive and the hive boxes, and that's where everything goes on. And there's the one queen bee, and all she has to do is lay eggs. That's all she has to do. And she has an amazing structure of female worker bees that do all the work. They take care of the hive. They take care of the baby bees. They bring in the pollen. They clean the hive. And then there are the drones, who are the male. And their function is just to help the queen bee have babies. And then once they do that, they die. So, you know, they have their important role, but that's about it for them.
And that's about it for us now, too. But if you'd like to learn a little more about apitherapy or the chickens of Carrollton, you can by going to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the